This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Hi, everybody. I am Scott Hannon from the PetroServe USA studios today, where I'm starting to get a little bit hungry. I'm going to Grand Forks a little later today. Yes, I am. We'll be doing Energy Matters from up there in Grand Forks today. And I think I might stop by Valley Dairy because they have caramel rolls. And that could be a meal for me. Really, I mean, a caramel roll with a slab of butter on it, that's...
Oh, yeah.
And they have really, really good homemade caramel rolls. The Valley Dairy locations there, and of course, they're at all PetroServe USA locations now. So they benefited from this. I think it must have been my Auntie Marie's recipe, I'm pretty sure, from Taunton, Minnesota, because it's exactly the same. Love, love, love it. And but that's not all. They just have great home cooking. Grab it and go. It's wonderful. And wonderful lunch specials, which come with two sides and a bun. Today, if you're traveling 94, I'd stop at the Valley City location for beef and gravy. No, it's hot beef sandwich. That's what it is. Hot beef sandwich today, or chicken pot pie. Harwood has the meatball dinner. See, I could do that, too. I could do that. Yeah. But I'm going to Bonzi's for lunch today.
Oh.
So it'd have to be on the way home for supper. I'll figure it out. 12th Avenue North, Chef's Choice. West Main Avenue, Fargo. Lasagna with garlic toast. Wow. There you go. All of these lunch specials come with the two sides and a bun. Remember that. Check it. PetroServe USA for all the specials. There's great food, grab and go, homemade, unbelievable. At PetroServe USA locations near you, and great deals, too. Double stamp Tuesday today. Get your lucky 7 club card stamped twice. And that gets you the 7th item free on any fast food. That's kind of nice. And also 2 for 12 on the Pizza Corner. Pizzas all month long. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.29. PetroServe USA. Helping all of us fuel better. That's right. Just a couple of texts, and then we're going to get to the questions on the state fair. Talk with the chair of the North Dakota State Fair Board today a little bit about that decision. Texter says, have you ever sat back and wondered how many people you've killed by spreading the flu in the last 10 years? Yeah, me either.
Good point.
Keep your manipulative guilt to yourself. That's for your sheeple callers and texters. I'm gonna fall somewhere in the middle on that one because I don't think flu is, you know, we know more about this coronavirus than we've known about the average flu all along. I will say that. Texter says this fear mongering, like your last texter, is precisely why the country has the highest unemployment rate since tracking began at 14.7. Saying this will go on forever is BS and has no basis in reality. It's time to ignore the doomsayers and get back to living. Another, we can't be shut down. Do you think these tests for COVID are accurate? I mean, people test positive but show no symptoms. Why? Defective tests? Do they do several tests on the same person? Do we know 100% that these people are testing positive, actually are positive? A lot of viewpoints here today. A lot of viewpoints. What happened to the big outbreak from returning spring breakers? Didn't happen. Once the North Dakota Department of Health quit doubling the numbers, Cuomo was putting CV patients into nursing homes. All right, little random there for me. But anyway, I wanted to finish off on the last hour's topics and get your thoughts in. Didn't get to all the texts, but always appreciate them, and we shall. If you have a question or comment for our next guest, talking about the state fair cancellation, you're more than welcome to call us at 701-271-1100, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, 258-0550, Bismarck, Mandan. Anywhere you're listening, 800-258-0550. Text Todd, 226-8503. Text me, 367-2054. Before I introduce our guest, has Dr. Fauci said anything yet that you think is, you know, earth-shattering?
Plenty, but nothing earth-shattering.
Nothing earth-shattering, okay.
No.
All right. All right. And he's talking to Bernie Sanders now, so this could get interesting. See what Bernie tries to get him to say. That'd be kind of fun. That's a, he's kind of a big target up there today. Our next guest is the president of the North Dakota State Fair Board. Gary Nail is here. Gary, thanks for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
Yes, good morning, Scott.
So bring us inside the decision-making on why the fair needed to be canceled, if you would.
Well, first of all, it's not a decision that came lightly. I can guarantee you that. We've been going back and forth about this for a couple weeks. One day, Renee would call me up and we'd say, by God, if we do this, I think we can make it happen. And I'd say, yeah, I think that'll work. Next day said, God, that's not gonna, we can't make that work. And so now all of a sudden we got down to crunch time. We worried about the safety and stuff. That's true. But now it's also the vendors need to know, the food people need to know, the grandstand people need to know, the entertainers and, the carnival, for instance, everything up to this point. The carnival is canceled, so they would be coming from Texas to our place. And they need to have, you know, they'd have to have some guarantees or something that it even happens. And, their expenses would be tremendous because they don't even have, you know, they don't have a big workforce. They have to start compiling this because normally, whether it be the vendors, whether it be the carnival, they all have a circuit. You know, they normally don't make a 2,000-mile trip. They normally will make, you know, a couple hundred-mile trip because they'll be at one fair, go to the next one, and so that keeps the expenses down. But that's where it got to be, you know, we had to, you know, for us, for some of our thoughts, we could wait a little bit longer. But some of these people, that was not an option. We had to make that decision. And so, given the uncertainty of this, and the safety, we just decided that it would be best that we would cancel this fair.
You know, if say a perfect world, you were able to get the carnival up here and get an agreeable price, and you get some acts to the grandstand, were you convinced people would be there? I mean, in other words, was it a worry of how many people will come, or was it a worry of there's too many moving parts that people won't say if they're coming or not, so how can we expect to have, any certainty here? But assuming all those things worked out, do you think the crowd still comes?
You know, there's a certain amount of uncertainty. I would say that, you know, hopefully by the last week in July, a lot of this stuff will have, you know, has changed and things are halfway back to normal. But regardless, you would still have a certain portion of the population that say, you know what, I think I'll skip this year's fair just to be safe.
And that, of course, makes it tougher on the vendors, tougher on the, you know, on everything. I think people also don't understand I can't believe it. It's sort of like the straw that broke the camel's back. You know, you're like, everything's being canceled, you know? And I was just in a fit of frustration. And then I talked to somebody that's, you know, knows the fair business well. And he said, you can't believe the amount of money that has to be shelled out. And then if somebody says you can't hold it, you're out that money. I mean, there was a lot of money at risk, too, to proceed, right?
Well, there is certainly. It certainly was economics. One has to certainly think about that. Because within this next week, we would start our ad campaign. You know, we would be spending $250,000, $300,000 in ads. And so now here's one other thing a person could think about. Now, we could expect to put on a fair. We could have everything in line. And then on the 4th of July, one of the entertainers says, you know what, I'm not going to tour this year. There's just too much uncertainty. And now how do you backtrack on that? Especially because some of the big entertainers, a lot of the big entertainers have canceled a lot of their tours. And so that's a real concern.
Makes sense. Now, I also hear a lot about the concert business these days where the acts don't want a tour, period, and really don't. The big money acts, they don't really need the money. So they're not. It's easy for them to say no right now. I mean, if you wanted them, could you get them?
Well, that I don't know. because we do know that a lot of the people have canceled. Some of them have not canceled yet, but I think they probably will. But be that as it may, you know, we talk about the grandstand and the carnival and all this kind of stuff. The biggest thing that it really hurts, and that was what we really worried about, was the 4-H and the FFA. You know, most of the adults, we kind of get it that, you know, there's a problem out there, but to the youth, it's tough for them to understand that they're going to basically lose a year, you know, no different than the seniors that are losing their graduation or people that lost their, you know, the last half of the year, you know. But the youth are the ones that, you know, really will take.
It's terrible. That's what I want to ask you about. Is there another way? Can there be a state fair without it being what it usually is? You know, can you have 4-H? Can you have some free acts? Can you, what kind of things would you expect you'd have to do to, you know, make sure everybody was safe in the new normal we're in? We'll talk about that when we come back with our guest from the North Dakota State Fair. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goal. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family, in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of a gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
What's on your mind as we roll on for a Tuesday edition of the program, brought to you in part by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, the folks that build stronger communities. How? Helping landowners, Uniting landowners with county officials supporting wind power for the prairie. 29 counties seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing that wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. And together, a better tomorrow with good jobs, stronger communities, keeping the electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions. Back with our guest from the North Dakota State Fair, Board President Gary Nels here. A few texts here. Calls welcome, too, by the way. It's 701-367-2054. That's the text me, actually. You can text 367-2054. You can text Todd at 226-8503. You can call us in Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1100, The Flag, 271-1100, or the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550-K-FIRE, 258-0550. Joe in Bismarck, did you have a question or comment for our guest from the State Fair? Joe, are you there? Hi, go ahead.
Yes, I am. I'm here.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Listen, I had the virus. I'm 63 years old. Feeling wrong with me, I take a water pill. My blood pressure's a little high, so I just take a water pill for that. But I caught it, and I had a fever for about maybe two, three days. I felt kind of tired, and then after that, I was fine. They checked me. They said, you're in pretty good health. Just go home. If you get any worse, call us. And after 4 or 5 days, I was on my treadmill. What I was going to suggest, for all the cost of all this testing and all this stuff going on, they ought to quarantine high-risk people. Because anybody that's young, that's in good shape, or anybody that's got good health, you know, and you don't have diabetes and all that other stuff that's out there, you can handle this virus. And I think they should just quarantine the older people and the people that are high-risk, that, you know, people that are really heavy and diabetes and long-time smokers, and they have all of that. They should be quarantined. And the rest of these people, they can get over this. You might get a couple, maybe two out of 5,000 that might die from it, but the economy could stay up. It would save billions of dollars. Why don't they just they go state by state? Anybody high risk in North Dakota, just quarantine them. That's my opinion.
Joe, glad you recovered. You got a story to tell now. I appreciate that, and it does tie into our conversation with Gary from the State Fair, because you hear that a lot, right, about, you know, okay, that if you look at the amount of people that get it and then recover, I mean, the mortality rate, the good news in a lot of what we've found has come down, 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 down with more information. You know, you don't wish it on anybody, but if you protect the, you know, anybody with a vulnerable health condition shouldn't go to the State Fair, right? Shouldn't go to the concert or the graduation or, anything. But everybody else should be able to go to the State Fair. What about that mentality, Gary, that you know, just have people police this themselves?
Well, you know, yeah, in a real world, you know, in a perfect world, that'd be true. But we certainly don't want to be the people that up to the profiling saying, well, if you fall in this category, don't come. Only these people can come. You know, it's just, there is so much unknown about this. And you know, as we talked about this, it was, you know, this is only the second time that we've canceled a fair in its lifetime. And the other time was from a flood. The flood was much easier. Water, you can see. This thing, you can't see. You don't know what it's doing to you, you know, and where it's coming. I mean, you knew when the water was gone, it was gone. This one here, we hear about people talking about it coming back. So those are just so many uncertainties that we could not handle.
I wanted to read a text to you, too, here about this. Speaking of the flood, Gary, text says, like the great flood in Minot, they came back stronger the next year. So I guess that's a way to look at it, right?
Right, and we certainly hope to, because I guarantee you, from the day that we made this decision, we are always thinking, okay, now what can we retain from this year? What are we going? How are we going to make this bigger and better? But you know, we just have to worry about the safety of all this, because you know, a lot of these other situations where they talk about social distancing and stuff like that, That doesn't work at the state fair. We rely on Waldo.
Well, I'd like to know what it's going to do to the carnival business in general. I mean, right? I mean, or concerts. What do you now have to have a reduced capacity?
I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough deal. Here's my big question on the whole thing. I get it. You've explained it well on just, you really ended up at no choice but to cancel it. Is there a way to say we're going to have the North Dakota State Fair, we're going to have the 4-H kids out there, we're going to have some free music on the grandstand? If you're healthy and want to come out and celebrate summer, come to the state fair. Can you do that?
It's tough to pare that down to actually say, well, this is what we can do, this is what we can't do, because everybody's got a different idea as to what is possible, and so.
But they're not on the fair board. they're not really in the fair office, right? I mean,
I understand exactly, and so
you guys can decide. I only say it for the very reason you did earlier. The sad part of this is these kids work so hard every year and they can't get a state fair back this year, right? They can't get. Right. I mean, it's gone. It's like school being canceled or whatever. That's the tough thing, I think. And again, they're younger, so.
Yeah.
Let's see here. We could put the oldies on an island, or if none are open, a barge for that matter. I could be king of the oldie. I guess a little humor today. What was with that caller saying we should keep people who are heavy and smoke and kept from the fair? I don't think he's saying they should be kept from the fair. And again, that's what Gary's point is. They can't be the keeper of who's in, who's not. I'm saying if you're in, if you say, I am vulnerable, I have a pre-existing condition, I have whatever, then I decide not to go. And the question is, when can we pivot to people making that decision, or in nursing homes or whatever? Only have about 30 seconds left, Gary, and so I want to give it to you. Anything else you want to tell us about this decision or about what will come at the 2021 State Fair?
Well, we're certainly looking to rebound from this and be bigger and stronger, and hopefully we can retain some of the best things that we were planning for this year and build upon it for next year. But, I don't think there's very many people that agonized or that it bothered more than the staff and management and the fair board. I mean, because we really threw this ball around a long time trying to figure out if there's any possible way to make this work. And, and that's just the decision that we had to come up with.
I appreciate your time today. And, again, to everybody at the fair, Renee and the whole team, know this is tough for them, too. So appreciate sharing the story with us. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Gary Nell, the State Fair Board President. More after this one. What's on your mind?
I'm Jim of IndieFlagpoleGuy.com, and I invite you to my exciting web and local television series, The Flagpole Guy Chronicles. We're documenting historical events of patriotism all across the Fruited Plains, stories of faith, hope, and love, celebrating the American experience and the American dream. Join me on YouTube or check your local listings. And thank you.
American-made flags and flagpoles installed by an American patriot. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or visit ndflagpoleguy.com today.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some top U.S. health officials, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, testifying at a Senate hearing on the deadly coronavirus outbreak. Opening the hearing in a remote video conference, Tennessee Republican Lamar Alexander said,
"This hearing is about how we improve our response to this virus and the next pandemic, which we know is coming. What can we learn from this one to be ready for the next one?
The Justice Department still considering whether to investigate the killing of a black jogger in Georgia. Federal investigators have been asked to review the handling of the Ahmaud Arbery shooting case and look into whether hate crime charges should be filed. A father and son already facing murder charges for allegedly stopping Arbery with guns drawn in a confrontation that ended with Arbery being fatally shot in February. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around the world. I've seen some pretty faces.
Somebody has challenged me to a caramel roll tasting contest. Oh, that'd be a tough duty, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, that one's not so good.
That's a deal? Is that a thing?
Well, I think it was because I was talking about the PetroServe USA Valley Dairy caramel rolls. They run out of them in Grand Forks. People line up before they open the door, and they get in there, and they're gone. I'm not even kidding you. They're that good. So, yeah, I'm in. Sign me up for the caramel roll eating contest. I'm absolutely into that 100%. Get them at PetroServe USA. You can also get a great lunch today. Harwood Meatball Dinner at that location. I'd haul in there. If you're 29, pull into real easy to get into the 12th Avenue location or the Harwood location. Meatball Dinner there in Valley City, exit 292 on 94. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. And remember, all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. Home cooking, grab and go. You're going to love it. Food's great at each and every PetroServe USA location, Valley Dairy 2 up north. Very, very good. Okay, I have Frank, and then I have a couple of Toms here. We're going to, it's planes, I almost said trains. It's planes, it's Jones, Planes, and People Day today on What's on Your Mind. But Frank, I want to talk about unemployment first. Frank, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, first of all, I'm a farmer, and prices suck. I got more money back in 1976 than I do right now today.
Thank you for putting that very succinctly, very, 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 just boom. You've nailed it. You've told us exactly what the deal is, and nobody's disagreeing with you.
Tell us what you really feel.
Exactly.
I picked up my local Cenex, and they said, well, you should buy some fuel because fuel's going up now. I said, crude's $25 a barrel. Crude should be diesel fuel should be cheap. No, it's all going up now. They're already getting on the bandwagon. And then I was going to run off at the carnival, and now that's closed.
What are you crying me a river here, Frank, or how can I help you? I mean, what do you want me to do you want me to brighten your day somehow with that?
Well, the caramel rolls kind of worked a little while for me.
Did they? Okay, yeah, good. Well, the caramel rolls are good. I would also say this to you, Frank. As much as all that stinks, did it stink as much as it did the homestead here?
No. Some of my Norwegian ancestors went back to Norway. They couldn't make it here. We didn't have a safety net back then.
Most of them stayed. Most of them stayed and made a good life. But it was darn hard work. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And while it is never fun to have tough times. I've never been part of tough times that haven't turned into something good that I had no idea in the middle of it. It's no fun to hear it when it's happening. But well, I just think ingenuity and, you know, just be glad you live where you live, Frank. You know, I kind of wish you were on this side of the river because you got to, you know, a state that's more concerned about the seven counties around the Twin Cities than they are Northwest Minnesota. But that being said, you're in God's country.
Couple more tiers here. I've been farming since about 2000 in the programs. I got to follow all their guidelines, but I have no base, so I get no farm payments. And all the neighbors are going to survive, and me and my little younger farmers that are starting out that are taking over some grandpa's farms are going to lose it.
Have you looked into the details yet of the COVID payments? Because I don't know that they're tied to those same rules, but when Senator Kramer's on Friday, call in, because it might be a good question where we can talk a little bit about that. I don't know enough about the basis that you're talking about and the program to help, but it seems to me the rules are a little different for COVID. So I hope you get through the day with a smile on, Frank. I know it's tough. I'm not trying to belittle the challenges. I mean, I feel so bad for our ranchers right now. Farm and ranching is a very, very tough deal. There's no doubt about it, and we're just going to keep beating our head against the wall and try and make it better without the help, hopefully, of the federal government, right? Just to figure things out right here. Anyway, it is time for drones, planes, and people. Drones are aplenty, and they are expanding, especially the ones that EyeSight RPV services. Tommy Kendall's operation is expanding, as you know, to Fargo and now to Watford City. Tommy, welcome back.
Hey, nice to be back, Scott.
Tom Sawyer is here from Grand Sky, the park that has, of course, the epicenter of what is going on with the FAA test site. And it is an amazing time up in Grand Forks, Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, biggest of the big, looking at that space right now and operating there, and great things are happening. Mr. Sawyer, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott. Great to be back.
Okay, let me start with just kind of an overview. You know, we talked a month or so ago. But how do you see things playing out in each of your, you know, industries? Tommy, in your case, you're expanding, so that seems a little odd. A lot of people aren't expanding in the middle of this. What's going on with you?
Well, Scott, I mean, we've had a real strong first quarter. I mean, drone operators invented social distancing. I mean, they're standing out in the middle of nowhere talking to nobody and gathering data, right? So we've added 7 people in 2 sites. Since January, we added a Fargo operation, and then May 1st, we opened up in Watford City, and that project, we've flown about 1,200 miles of gravel of the 2,200 miles in 5 days. I just sent you and Tom a fun picture of our guys on lunch break, but we have a real neat project out there. We're using state-of-the-art technology out there with gas-powered drone that'll be ready for beyond line of sight. So it will take me 8 days to get 2,200 miles done without beyond line of sight. And next summer, hopefully, we'll have beyond line of sight access, and it might take us a day with 2 airplanes and 2 people. So really will improve our efficiencies. And our goal out there, we have a real neat product that we're using. It's from KSI Data Sciences, where we can live feed encrypted video to anywhere in the world. And so I've been watching our guys work over the weekend, tracking what they're seeing, I'm seeing live. And our project out there, we're going to be sending that imagery to the county engineers and the county commissioners so they can, after a rain event, they can make an open or closed decision for the trucks and the access to the road. So we have a 2-summer project with them right now. It's going well.
Okay, tell me, by the way, when you're doing those 1,200 miles, is it, okay, now we know what the perfect road looks like, and now we'll come back when it's not so perfect and see the differences? Is it just trying to determine the condition of the road now? What's the purpose of the project?
Well, we're doing a baseline to see how the summer season started. Here's the condition of your road today. And then after we get the entire baseline, and as you know, McKenzie County is huge. There's 2,200 miles of gravel that the county maintains. Then after that, we'll strictly, in a way, be storm chasers and follow rain events and storms and fly in those areas after this baseline is complete.
Very interesting. But that's obviously, that's sort of almost like COVID, no COVID, doesn't really matter. It's a project you're able to do and operate and everything safely, and it's sort of unrelated, and things keep going. How about you, Tom Sawyer? I mean, obviously, you're touching conversations with major, major defense contractors that operate worldwide. Is their world changing? Are they cutting back? Are they, hiring or laying off or staying? What's different?
You know, Scott, that's a fabulous question. Right now, for the most part, I see them still hiring. There are still, I think, 23 job openings at Grand Sky right now for immediate hire, from business, process folks to engineers to pilots to training support and, aviation mechanics. There's all kinds of jobs still open at Grand Sky. They are needed there. But with that, what has happened is, some of the activities have slowed down. For example, we do a lot of training at Grand Sky where we teach people how to fly drones. Well, a lot of those people come from different parts of the country, and it's really hard to travel right now. It's not necessarily very safe to get on an airplane. Not that airplanes are unsafe, but just that it's tough to travel on planes. And so getting the people to Grand Forks is a little bit more of a challenge. It's tougher to stay in hotels. It's tougher to get everybody into the training classroom together because of social distancing. So that part slowed down. We have recently, one of our tenants was supposed to bring up a very large aircraft platform and back in early April, and they should have been through almost 2 months of autonomous flight testing and development work. That has slowed down, but we think that they're going to be here in June now. So that's, 3 months of 40 or 50 people in Grand Forks hotels and Grand Forks restaurants and rental cars. And that's a lot of tax revenue that the community is missing out on because of this. And without making any judgments, whether it's right or wrong, it's a decision that's been made. And so that's how we're working it. So there's lots of job openings, but it's hard to keep the operations moving at the high level we were moving before.
I just get excited about that just from the standpoint of, career opportunities and what's there in this industry and being here, because it seems to me, the defense contractor industry, and now expanding into these, different areas where you'd have, private use of these things outside even the military is just, they seem to be recession proof, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
Coronavirus proof, right, Tom? I mean, it's just, they just go.
To a certain degree, they are. We have a pretty heavy base of defense-oriented work, so that part's good. The defense budgets are still where they are. They're shifting. They're changing as well. There's some talk about changing to different platforms, so that's creating a little bit of consternation along with coronavirus. But, Scott, I'll tell you, just like Tommy, we're growing at Grand Sky. We're investing pretty heavily right now. We'll have our new building open in mid-July, and it's already 50% committed. So, and not with Northrop Grumman or General Atomics. So we're going to bring some new tenants out to Grand Sky, and growth is happening despite all of this.
See, this is the story, folks. This is why I love learning more about this industry, because it is such a game changer, and it's ahead of the curve a little bit, and these things are happening right underneath our nose and you don't even know about it. It's a great story, especially in the middle of a challenging time when people say, is that restaurant going to open again? Are they going to close? I would venture, I don't know, I'll be up there today, but I bet there haven't been a lot of, openings and announcements for openings in Grand Forks through this. You're saying, hey, look what we're doing here. And Tom, same thing with you in Watford City. I mean, how thrilled were they to have, your operation out there?
Yeah, they were excellent, Scott, and I really want to put a shout out. I think some of my boys are listening, but we have our chief pilot, Adam Overbolt, stepped up to manage it. He's been with me the longest. We have another Devil's Lake kid, Blake Brzezinski, Fargo guy, Joey Schmidt, and then one import from Minnesota. They're out working it today. But I'm really thankful for the talent that we've been able to keep in the state. Not all parts of aviation, though, are rocking. Obviously, the airlines are in trouble. UND Aerospace isn't flying. A lot of general aviation's picked up, I'm sure, some for chartering. But
let's talk about that when we come back. We have a question from a listener, too. We'll get to that. If you have others, you're welcome. 258-0550-367-2054 to text us. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
This is Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to take this time to thank Scott and the What's on Your Mind program for helping a small business like ours during this time of crisis. I would also like to ask all the What's on Your Mind listeners to help us out during this crisis. Our products have always delivered every day made better. Now more than ever is it needed in your daily life. If you know anyone who could benefit from the daily ritual of a hot tub or a sauna, or even one of our many game tables, please refer them directly to me at 701-238-9837. I will reach out and provide them with a virtual tour, help them decide on the right wellness product, offering 12 months, no interest, no payments, delivering within 2 to 7 days, and I will provide you with a free referral fee up to $300, depending on the product. You and I and Every Day Made Better will win this crisis. My number again, 701-238-9837. 701-238-9837. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your mind powered by SchwannBuickGMC.com. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle, plenty of options to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs to fit every budget, even if yours isn't paid off. If you have a trade, you might be able to lower your monthly payments or just buy your car. Take it off your hands. Take advantage and receive the lowest used car rates in years or make no payments for 90 days. Whatever your budget, they're here to help. If you don't feel comfortable stopping in, shop online at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call. They are now offering statewide deliveries. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime.
We have a couple of ideas of what Tony Fauci has said. There are several people that have testified today before the Senate hearing, And it's actually the first time they've ever had a Senate hearing where there is people that are not actually in the room, that are, you know, appearing remotely, including the witnesses and even the chairman of the committee is not there. A few of the senators aren't there. Few are, few aren't. But everybody's been waiting for, I guess, Fauci to say something that would be news all day long. And he said, so far, we don't know everything about this virus, especially when it comes to children. We ought to be careful. I never made myself out to be the end-all. I don't give advice about economic things, but his warning that the consequences could be really serious for states and cities that reopen without meeting federal guidelines. So, that is Mr. Fauci today before the Senate committee. Kevin says he has a little more in his actual voice.
Expressed then and again is my concern that if some areas, cities, states, or what have you, jump over those various checkpoints and prematurely open up without having the capability of being able to respond effectively and efficiently, my concern is that we will start to see little spikes that might turn into outbreaks.
Spikes that turn into outbreaks. All right. Need a little more definition on that. He's a smart scientist, I guess, but he doesn't know how to silence his email notifications either, though. Do you hear the little ding? Anyway, we're back with the Toms. Tommy Kenville, EyeSight RPV Services, here with us today. Tom Sawyer from Grand Sky, the two that are with us monthly to talk drones, planes, and people. And you did mention aviation. Tommy is being a challenge right now. That is unbelievable. The numbers are just staggering. I don't remember. I know this number. We talked to Sean Doberstein yesterday. Just in flights out of Hector International Airport, 100% decrease in tickets purchased year over year. I mean, it's staggering, and it's everywhere. And is it equally challenging, Tommy, to challenge or to educate rather students right now? I mean, you mentioned UND Aerospace. What's happening with their operations?
Yeah, they're standing down now, flight ops, so a lot of kids aren't graduating here in the spring because, as you know, they have the classroom and then the lab is flying. And, you know, that area is self-supporting as well. It's not an appropriated area. So, I mean, but, you know, it's real close quarters in an airplane, obviously. So hopefully they can figure out a solution and get back in the air soon. I haven't firsthand know their plan, but I know it's been affected because a couple of the kids I hired haven't graduated yet because of their finishing up their flight training, you know. So
they will get a chance to finish. It's going to take longer, basically.
I think that's the plan. I mean, they're trying to get a plan together, but you know, I can see them probably graduating in July or August instead of May. You know.
You know, I'm a little confused, and Tom, maybe you can take this one. It's just a dumb question. I don't ever recall anything related to a concern over H1N1 or any other flu bug or anything else on a plane, right? Like somehow, okay, if you're on a plane, you might, you know, I don't remember that connection or worry or extra precautions or anything else. Is this extraordinary what we're doing now? I mean, like no middle seats and masks and all of that?
Well, I'm certainly, Scott, no medical expert, so I wouldn't, you know, begin to know about that. But I do know that this is a little bit more of a respiratory infection in nature, where maybe an H1N1 is less so. But at Marty, right there, I'm already at the limit of what I should be credibly speaking about.
Yeah,
so.
You and me both. But you and me both. But it is, you know, you guys, you know this industry, Tommy. I mean, obviously general aviation probably worries a lot less about this. You can just, that's the one benefit, right? Get in the plane and go.
Yeah, I mean, I think the charter services and the NetJets and those things are probably seeing a spike. I did watch on the Today Show this morning, they had the CEO of Boeing. And, you know, those airplanes are built to recycle the cabins with fresh air every 2 minutes and 3 minutes. So I think people forget about that. And it'll slowly come back, but, you know, it's going to take some time. And,
all right.
And, you know.
Anything else you want to tell us today, Tommy, leave us with?
Very thankful to be living in North Dakota in this tough time. I mean, thankful for our leadership, our governor for allowing most people to work. And I just hope everybody stays safe out there and we get this country back to where it belongs.
No kidding. How about you, Mr. Sawyer?
You know, I think Tommy's got it right. I'm pretty grateful for North Dakota as well. The state has embraced UAS pretty aggressively, and you can see that investment and the innovation still moving forward. We're having to innovate in innovative ways now with coronavirus around us, but I see it still happening. Growth is happening still, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's fabulous. We need to hear that in the middle of this. It's easy to get wrapped up in all the bad news, but there are some great things happening here. And, you know, opening locations, Grand Forks, the first one, Fargo, Watford City for our site, iSight, RPV Services, and the great things happening in Grand Sky. Good examples. Thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 160 acres in Trail, 690 acres in Stutzman, 320 acres in Burley, 160 acres in Pierce, 40 acres in Cass, and a 10-acre building site and home near Ada, Minnesota. Don't forget exceptional farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Rolette, Gladstone, Tuttle, and Bismarck, North Dakota. View all of these Piper's auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.